everything we have to fear.
The economic health of this nation has been...
four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
It's a late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
It's amazing what's been going on with the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Money Talks.
Good morning. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon here with Casey Smith and Shauna Theriault.
Morning.
How you doing?
Doing awesome. Better than the stock market this week.
Yeah.
It's
particularly
been a little bit of pain.
Today, it's taking a little bit of a dip.
Yeah, you know, we got back on around January 26th.
You're waiting for summer, aren't you?
I'm not waiting. I just went
You're right there.
That's right. January 26th, market was up, within reach of 8%. And here we sit. We're negative now. Ouch. For the year, we're down... we're about flat.
For the year, we're
flat.
35 basis
flat.
Points. Yeah. So we have had that 10% correction from January 26th. If you measure down to February 8th, the market was lower than it is right now. So we've just been seeing volatility kick back and forth. But we've seen that 10%. So talk about it all the time. We
it's
have
normal
one of those,
market cycles.
Yeah, it really is. We have one of those.
Once a year, right?
On average. Yeah, a little less frequently than once a year. It's like 1.2, 1.3 years. So, but, you know, who's arguing, right?
Close enough.
Well,
when was the last time we had a 10% decline than this most recent one?
Yeah, so it started in...
January of last year or no?
No, it was...
fall?
December of 15 into February 11th was the bottom of that market in 2016. So
yeah.
It's been about 2 years. If you just wanted to round it out, a couple of years on the volatility cycle, which is longer than we would have expected to wait. But we're still well above when we look at the market, we're really not doing too bad. You look over a 12-month period, and we're almost 12% higher. So, I've talked about it until sooner or later it won't be true. But at the moment, the market is still at a pretty significant premium, about 32% higher than its long-term average when you measure by price-to-earnings ratio.
We're about through earnings season, right, Troy?
We are, yeah. And we actually have lots of good numbers on earnings. If you look at, and this is fourth quarter earnings, been reporting over the last few weeks, 479 of the S&P 500 have reported 14.45% earnings growth. You look at technology, 22.45% growth. Energy, 114.83. Those
wow.
are some easy comps, we call them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty easy comps, but you're right, Shauna. Wow. Utilities up 11.5% on earnings.
All those really strong numbers.
Yeah, everything's positive. Like I say, the overall average, 14.45%. So not bad numbers at all. You look at the surprises, I guess this was it's very light in surprise. On the negative side, 3.84% on the market overall. Probably the biggest surprise that we saw was in consumer discretionary, better than 9.5%. And that's on a sector that's, growth was only 10.3%. So, it's funny when you say only 10.3%.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty solid numbers on a... on a quarterly earnings, we dig into a little deeper into the numbers on return. This past week, we've seen a negative 0.77% decline.
Almost everything's negative except for
information
technology and utilities is right there.
Right close.
I guess that's technically flat, right?
Yeah.
That's as close as you're going to get to flat, I think.
That's about as close as it gets, no doubt. You look over year to date. Market's up 0.35%. Information technology up almost 6%. Consumer discretionary, financials, healthcare follow at 4.3, 1.6, and 0.14% higher. From there, it's all negative. Industrials down 0.72, down to real estate.
Look at real estate.
Wow, just falling like a rock, 9.23%.
That's Why a sophomore that slump for real estate, don't you think?
Is that it?
Isn't this the second year that they've been included as a separate sector?
That is, yeah. Well, you can call it that, I guess, the sophomore slump. What's really hitting it, though, is interest rates. Interest rates
going
go
up,
higher. I mean, most real estate is
sales.
It's leveraged, so it does slow the sales.
Well, Sean, we're in a real interesting dynamic here with the market, just being that we just saw the earnings have been very good. And the market is becoming more volatile, and it's really becoming more volatile as a function of the expectations for an improved economy, right? To some extent, I mean, we're thinking that we're going to get more growth in the economy, which is going to warrant some higher interest rates from the Fed, which is going to slow the economy back down, and the stock market is trying to price all that in.
Right, and usually the Fed is going to raise interest rates due to inflation.
Sure.
We did get the PCE deflator this week, which is usually released as a portion of GDP. GDP was up 2.5%, but that's actually just a bit lower than the 2.6 that was announced last month. We get three estimates of GDP growth per quarter. This is fourth quarter numbers that we're still getting. You see that it was actually expected to tick down just a little bit. Now, the one thing I will say, and I talked to you guys about it yesterday, the Atlanta Fed makes an estimate of first quarter. They make an estimate of every quarter, but they made an estimate of first quarter, you know, a month ago. It was 5.4%. I checked it before I came up here. Guess what? 2.57.
Wow.
It has fluttered quickly back to earth like a rock.
When did they make the 5.?
Well, they make those estimates, you know, it's you can get a daily number, but it's not really the true estimate. But over the last month, they've made two or three, and they've come down a little as they went. But
that's a pretty big drop.
Yeah, so we're actually down back around that 2.6 that we saw for fourth quarter first estimate. So, you know, I guess if you want to throw all the news together, we've got inflation that seems relatively in check. The PCE deflator, I referenced it, but I don't think I ever gave you a number. So it was 1.7%. The Fed's target is 2%. You know, we got CPI coming out. The headline is 2.1, but you look at the details after you pull out the core, is what we call it. You pull out energy and food, and you wind up with, I think it's 1.8 right now.
So what you're saying is it's not going up as fast, and do you think interest rates won't tick up as much as we thought this
year?
Well,
you know what? The Fed keeps telling us they're data dependent, and they've proven that. If I look at the options implied probabilities right now, it tells me that we're likely to have a rate increase in March this month. We'll have one in June, and then we'll probably have another in November. So we've fluctuated between November of 18 and maybe as late as January when we first started seeing some of these declines. And the first declines in the market starting, you know, that basically the first week in February, they were based on the fact that we were starting to see some inflationary numbers coming through on wages. 2.9% was enough to scare the market to reverse course.
That was just an estimate, though, right? That's not the actual
wage
growth.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we didn't really see a true inflationary measure. We just had somebody, they gave us an estimate, and the market kind of spooked. But we've also seen interest rates rise, Sean. You had said that earlier. The way this all works, I mean, obviously, inflation is that costs are increasing. The way that the Fed keeps those in check is to raise interest rates. Well, what it actually does is when you've got corporations, the inflationary pressures means that their expenses are increasing. So the Fed compounds that by increasing their cost of capital.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these things actually negatively impact profits over the short term, right?
We'll overlap that with tax cuts, though, so maybe net-net.
Exactly. So, you know, we still have a lot of folks that are very hopeful. We did get numbers about that this week.
The other thing is companies can combat that inflation a little bit by raising prices so
they get
higher
revenue. Consumer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we feel like stocks are a pretty decent hedge against inflation
sure.
over the long run, because they'll be able to participate in the increase in prices, which will grow their revenue faster.
And that's absolutely the truth, Casey. In fact, if
hurt
you want
to... cash flow, but increases your portfolio, right?
Yeah. If you have the wherewithal to wait over a longer period of time while you're invested, the best thing you can do is invest in some of those sectors that actually are capable of passing on the price. Who is that? Usually consumer staples, healthcare, the things that we're going to buy no matter what the price is. You know, when we look out there, Casey, that is the best way to beat inflation is invest in stocks, and you just described it to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I think we probably ought to take a real quick break, and when we get back, we will have a dog of the week, and we'll talk about some fun financial stuff. Y'all stick around. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.